This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
And welcome to the second part of our Catholic radio program. On this, the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and it's also Respect Life Sunday. I'm Peter Hurley, and over the next half hour, we'll be sharing a radio liturgy with you, praying together, listening to and reflecting on the scriptural readings for the day. There'll be some spiritual music and some news from around the parishes. Joining me and assisting me in the studio today are those two stalwarts of Catholic Radio, Angela Kelly and Val Bangione. Good morning, Val and Angela. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Peter.
Sorry, that sounds like you're saying good morning to a schoolmaster, but anyway, okay.
Well,
there's several messages in the reading today. I guess the obvious one is gratitude for our blessings. But there are others too. The readings show that God loves us all and that we don't own or possess God. Foreigners are healed by God in today's readings. The Samaritan leper is saved as he is, not by joining the Jewish religion, but by believing in his own idea of God. Every religion probably thinks it is the best avenue to God. Otherwise, it would convert to the best religion. According to Pope Francis, what is a most important message Jesus gives us in his healing of the 10 lepers? Is there any little thing that you can do to heal someone else's wounds? I urge you, says Pope Francis, to see the Lord in every excluded person who is hungry, thirsty, or naked. To see the Lord present in even those who have lost their faith or have turned away from the practice of their faith, or those who say that they are atheists. To see the Lord who is imprisoned, sick, unemployed, persecuted. To see the Lord in the leper, whether in body or soul, who encounters discrimination. We will not find the Lord unless we try to accept the marginalized. Let the World in Concert Sing is a hymn from Malawi based on Psalm 100, in which all nations give thanks to God.
Concert sing,
praises to our glorious King.
Alleluia.
And now we acknowledge the Holy Trinity as we begin our liturgy by saying, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In today's Gospel, we hear a familiar story. Jesus heals 10 lepers. Only one returns to thank him. That one is a Samaritan. Gratitude for the ordinary and the extraordinary makes possible a life where every encounter and every incident might contain a blessing. Let us therefore pray for the gift of gratitude. Lord Jesus, you came to show us the way. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you came to reveal the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you came that we may have life to the full. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now, Angela and Val, will you share the scriptural readings with our listeners, please?
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, and a mighty warrior, obeyed Elisha. He went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. Naaman came and stood before Elisha and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a present from your servant." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will accept nothing." Naaman urged Elisha to accept, but he refused. Then Naaman said, "If not, please let 2 mule loads of earth be given to your servant, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offering or sacrifice to any god except the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. The response is, "The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power."
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have brought him victory.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure: if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When Jesus saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then Jesus said to the Samaritan, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And thank you for those readings for the day. So, last night, June and I went to 5:30 Mass at Our Lady of Lourdes, and I did record Father Joe Grayland's homily, but unfortunately we've still not yet been able to iron out the gremlins, and although I was able to record it, it was so the sound was so faint that it wouldn't play over the radio. So I've had once again to paraphrase what he said. So sorry about that, but I'll try and do my best. And neither of you were there, so you can't even prompt me if I got it wrong. But anyway, Father Joe began by saying that in the 1980s, when he lived in Germany and Europe, there were borders everywhere. And one of the things that was actually quite fun when you were traveling was to get stamps in your passport as you traveled from one country to another. Now, however, those borders have pretty well gone, and you can pass from one country to another without even realizing it. Oh, have we just entered Holland? What happened to France? And so on. And so as those borders were removed, people could move quite freely from one country to another. For some, that was great. For others, it's a problem. And we can see that in the news. We just listened to the news about the refugees and about the displaced persons. Father Joe also said he remembers going from West Germany into East Germany and passing through Checkpoint Charlie. And it took about an hour to pass through as the car was searched, first of all with a mirror underneath, and then the boot opened and checked, and then opening the car doors and looking inside. And this was so foreign to him and the other New Zealanders traveling with him that they thought, what is going on here? But for some people, this is everyday life. And today, we have shots being fired by Turkey across the border into Syria, Syria firing on the Turks, and the Kurds caught up in the middle, and everyone in political power just seems to be walking away from it. And this is an indication of a problem in today's world, where we have the marginalized society. People are pushed over into a corner and hopefully forgotten about. So today's readings call us to reflect on that. And people are pushed into the sides, into the peripheries, and the church is not without blame. It also creates peripheries. Many of us have friends and relatives who are divorced or perhaps living in gay partnerships, and they feel that they are on the fringe and pushed over to the edge, and sometimes even pushed over the edge. So the gospel tests us, because the gospel is not there to make us feel satisfied and comfortable, but to test us as to how we live our lives. This week, the disciples and we are tested about how God provides. But only a foreigner responds with the gratitude, rather than the chosen people. So we should reflect and examine our lives. How do we respond, not only to God, but to our families, to others around us, and of course to our God? In the Gospel, we have a group of those marginalized in society who approach Jesus from a distance and ask for help. And he helps them, but only one, who is even more marginalized, shows his gratitude. So we learn from this how we can receive many things from each other and from the Lord, and then we forget to say thank you. So as we ponder the scriptures this week, it gives us an opportunity to appreciate our gifts with gratitude, but also to reach out to others on the periphery and welcome them into our church and into our community, strongly, loudly, and graciously. The doors are open. Everybody is welcome.
Hearts of welcome, hands of care, gifts we offer and share in the spirit of the one who dwells among us. With our stories and our truth, with our wisdom and youth, we find power and the source of inspiration. We are one with the sun, and we build our communion by our faith, by our hope, by our love. When we serve those in need, and we stand with each other in our words, in our deeds, we are Christ. Like a family, we belong. And in singing our song, we give thanks for all the life that we are living. From the babies to be born, to the loved ones we mourn, we are cherished every step along the journey. We are one with the sun, and we build our communion by our faith, by our hope, by our love. When we serve those in need, and we stand with each other in our words, in our deeds, we are Christ. In our words, in our deeds, we are Christ.
This Sunday, we witness in a special way to our commitment to protect the dignity of life. Let us pray now for all those whose lives are threatened and need protection.
For the Church, that we may be a people filled with gratitude for all the blessings and gifts which we receive each day. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For insight, that we may see people as equal and never judge them because of their race, religious background, education, or social standing. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are excluded and marginalized by society, that they may experience welcome and acceptance by the Christian community. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For our church leaders, that they remain strong in their commitment to their vows and be given support to continue their work. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the Middle East, that the victims of war will be supported and be helped to rebuild their shattered lives. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those who have died, that they find rest from their labors in the kingdom, and that those who are mourning for them find comfort. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Good and gracious God, Creator of all life and all that is good, hear our prayers this day. Give us the grace to be generous in our dedication to finding solutions to our society's problems that will respect the life of every human being. Make us mindful of our blessings and fill us with gratitude for your care and love for us. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety. As we wait in joyful hope, for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And now it's time for getting some news from what's going on around the parishes. So, Angela and Val, will you share some of that news with our listeners, please?
From the St. Bridget's Parish, it's interfaith news, and the peace of the world must be prayed for by the faiths of the world. Therefore, this week, there's a week of prayer for world peace, and it begins at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, 13th of October, at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. And then there are prayers each day through the week at different churches. So for the program, please ring your parish office. And also, Hearing for Hope are asking for donations of old, broken, and hearing aids no longer in use. These will be provided to people from low socio-economic backgrounds in New Zealand, India, Fiji, and other countries. Please drop these into the parish office for delivery to Palmerston North.
And from St. Mary's Parish, today they're having a holy hour at St. Mary's, starting at 2 o'clock, and this is for the extraordinary month of mission. Also, Joshua Men's Group. The next meeting at St. Mary's will be at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Parish on the 15th of October. Prayer, praise, worship, and fellowship, and supper to follow. All are welcome.
And from the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, St. James Catholic School Gala. It's the 61st Gala on Sunday, the 20th of October at 11 a.m. This takes place at St. James School, and we hope everyone will support it. And also, St. Bridget's, they're having a parish quiz, which is next Saturday, the 19th of October, at St. Bridget's Community Hall, Derby Street. Anyone who is interested is asked to register at the St. Bridget's Parish.
And from Our Lady of Lourdes, we have, are you thinking of becoming a Catholic or interested in knowing more? Has your child expressed an interest in becoming baptized? Our Lady of Lourdes School and Parish have an opportunity planned for you to learn more about this and to explore your faith call. If you're interested in this wonderful sacrament, please get in touch with either the Our Lady of Lourdes School or the parish office. And the last thing from Our Lady of Lourdes bulletin, please write it in your diaries. There's going to be an anointing mass at St. Mary's in Foxton on the 24th of October at 10:30 a.m. Thank you.
And that's it, is it? Thank you. Thank you for that news. Also, October this month is the extraordinary month of mission. And Pope Francis has put out a bullet, a little, well, I suppose, and a request that we think about the missions during this time. There are some leaflets in the various churches. Four ways that will help to implement the extraordinary month of the mission in October. Go to the website, and if you can't find the website, which is www.mission2019.nz, there's a personal encounter with Jesus Christ living in his church, in the Eucharist, in the Word of God, personal and communal prayer, testimony to revisit and discover the inspirational life of missionary saints, martyrs, and confessors. Participate in missionary formation, biblical, catechetical, spiritual, and then there's missionary charity. So, again, I think probably the best is contact your parish office for some more information about that.
Now, I guess that concludes Catholic Radio for this week, but we'll be back again next week at the same time. So from me, Peter, and from
Val
and
Angela,
thank you for having been with us. And thank you, Val and Angela, for trying to keep me on the straight and narrow.
Difficult.
I know. Anyway, as the week progresses, may we have gratitude for the amazing grace that is poured out upon us.
support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.